the history does not tell us anything about the whence of this. But we know that as far as the Arabs go, it was a very, very long old practice. They gradually made their way into Khana Kaaba and went on increasing in number until, according to some traditions, and records, the numbers fell to the 365. According to the days of 355, was it? According to their lunar year, it could be 355. What is said is that the number of idols in Kaaba tallied with the number of days to a year. So if it was not a lunar year, but not a solar year, but lunar year in Arabia, and that is what it was, that is to say the number had fallen to 355 or thereabout. And also these 355 idols were known to be of some importance. But as far as the Arabian character goes, it is said that every Bedouin had his own idol made. Like a plaything, he would take up some stone or something and make an idol for himself. Even a root of a tree, rotten root of a tree, would be somehow turned into a, given a shape of sort, and he would call it his god and he would name it after something. As far as the idols are concerned, they became innumerable in this respect. But how they started and when they came into it, into Khana Kaaba, as far as I know, no book has mentioned this incident, how it entered Khana Kaaba in the first place. That's what you wanted to know, the exact date or the year or about roughly the era when it was introduced. We have no record. Well, maybe I don't have no knowledge. So if someone investigates this and finds out, I would like to hear myself about it. You have got something to say on this? Just a moment, please let him first throw some light. Yes, I've got that book with me too. Yes, yes. Yes. No, I don't think there will be any, but you find out, try to. I have not yet time. I haven't had yet time to go through this book. But in the history books and some other books where reference is made to this, no mention is made as to how and when first time idolatry got introduced into Khana Kaaba. That is his question. That we know that it gradually, it grew into the Arabia, into the Arabs, and gradually it took hold of the society so strongly and so widely that each Arab had become almost entirely an idolater. But there were some exceptions. For instance, Hazrat Abdullah, the father of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is known to be a monotheist. He never, according to the traditions, he was not an idolater. And also there were some other exceptions. But they were just like individuals in a society and didn't make any impact on the society at all.